This daf Yez Hashem towards the bottom of daf Mem Tes Amud Beis with the words Hekesh Ugzer Shava Kal V'Chaymer Sim. Zakt Gemara Davar Halamed BiHekesh Ein Chayzer Umalamed BiHekesh. Anything that is learned through a Hekesh cannot turn around and teach us something else through a Hekesh. We know this E Midarava E Midaravina, either from the place where Rava learned this or from where Ravina learned this, and both of these shitas we saw in detail at the end of yesterday's shiur. Rava told us that this concept is learned from the extra pasuk that is found by the Par Kohen Mashiach. The pasuk in regard to the Par Kohen Mashiach tells us befeish about the Shtei Kloyes and the Yeseris HaKavet. Despite that, the pasuk reiterates and says, Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamit, the same way you take off for the Karban Shlamim, you should do so for the Par Kohen Mashiach. The reason for that extra pasuk, explains Rava, is that the Torah teaches us as follows. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, in regard to that, we also take off the Shtei Kloyes and the Yeseris HaKavod, and we learn that from Par Kohen Mashiach via a Hekesh, which is fine. The problem is, as we have seen yesterday, we want to go further. We want to learn Shtei Kloyes, the Yeseris HaKavod, by Se'iri Avodas Kechadim via a different Hekesh from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, if Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur itself is learned via a Hekesh from Par Kohen Mashiach, how can this now turn around through another Hekesh and teach us something else? Therefore, the Torah, in a roundabout way, gave us an extra pasuk by Par Kohen Mashiach. And being that we don't need it by Par Kohen Mashiach, because the Torah says Beseirish over there, about the Shtei Kloyes Yeseris HaKavod, therefore we take that pasuk and apply it to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur now has a base. It isn't just something that is learned via a Hekesh. And in mail you can connect Se'iri Avodas Kechavim to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now the Torah Dafka did this in a roundabout way to leave us with the following. Yes, we learn Se'iri Avodas Kechavim from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur via a Hekesh. And Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur officially is also learned via a Hekesh from Par Kohen Mashiach. And therefore we need an extra pasuk. We have to have an extra pasuk to take from Par Kohen Mashiach and apply it to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, because ordinarily you can't use a double Hekesh. You have to give the middle point somewhat of a base. And the extra pasuk by Par Kohen Mashiach, which we are going to sort of transplant and put it by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, this is what teaches us the concept according to Rav. According to Ravina, we learn from the pasuk by Yasha Mitzayra, when the Torah wants to tell us to shach the Yasha Mitzayra Bitzafayim, the Torah says, shecht in the very same place that you shecht the carbon chatas and the carbon ayla. Now, why does the Torah have to compare it to both the chatas and the ayla? Either the chatas or the ayla are bitzafayin. Each one would have been a proper melameh to teach us that asham mitzayir is bitzafayin. So the Torah, in a roundabout way, is expressing as follows. Compare the carbon asham mitzayir to the carbon chatas. That's a hekesh. The problem is, Chatas itself is learned via a Hekesh from the Karban Ayla. Therefore, we're showing you that if you want to do this, you can't do this. Because if Chatas itself is learned via a Hekesh, it cannot teach something else. Therefore, you can't stop with the Karban Chatas, but the Torah also has to compare it to the Karban Ayla, where in regard to the Karban Ayla, it says, Befevish, this isn't compared to anything, but the Torah outright says, Shech the Karban Ayla B'tzafak. We have seen both of these pshatim in greater detail in our yesterday's shiur, but akopanim, one thing is clear. Anything which is learned through a hekesh does not, in turn, teach something else through a hekesh. Our Gemara now wants to know something else. Davar halameid bihekesh. Mao sheyulameid bigzeta shava. And this is really what the Gemara was leading up to. We know that one hekesh can't turn around via a hekesh and go on. But let us say that days is learned from Aleph via a Hekesh. Could we now learn Gimel from Beis via Gzeirah Shavah? We know already that if Beis is compared to Aleph, you can't compare Gimel to Beis. But if Beis is compared to Aleph, can you learn Gimel via Gzeirah Shavah from Beis? Zakt Gemara Tashma, Rabbi Nassim ben Avtalum Esaymer, Minayin Lepricha Bebegadim Shehi Tahir. The Torah tells us Beseirish in regard to the Negayim on the skin of a person. If the Tzeras spreads all over him, from top to bottom, in that case he is Tahar. Once a person reaches that state that he is totally covered by Tzeras, he no longer has to go through any purification process. But how do we know that the same is true in regard to the Negayim on the Begadim? How do we know that even though there are certain types of Negayim that are Netamei, the Begadim, if, however, you have the Tzedah spreading over the entire Beged, that here too the Beged is Tar? So Rav Nosson ben Aftalumas continues, Nemar Kerachas v'Gabachas b'Begadim, the Nemar Kerachas v'Gabachas b'Yadim. So this is a Gzeres Shav. Kerachas refers to the baldness of the back of the head, and Gabachas is the baldness of the front. Now the same Kerachas v'Gabachas is mentioned in regard to Begadim, referring to the inside of the cloth and the outside of the cloth. In the Mela we have this Gzeres Shav connecting Begadim to the Negayim of the head. And therefore we conclude, Malahalan, just like over there, in regard to the head, Parach Bekulai Tahar, Avkan, here too, in regard to the Begadim, Parach Bekulai, if the Tzedah spreads all over, Tahar. Now, the Hasam Minalan, by Karachas Begabachas of a person, how do I know that if the Tzedah spreads all over, that he is Tahar? For the concept of Pricha, the concept of spreading all over, is not mentioned in regard to the head. It is mentioned in regard to the Negayim of the Arbasar, of the skin. Now, the two different types of Negayim aren't similar at all. There are different Gedarim. As far as the head is concerned, it is the gold hair that is Netame. As far as the skin is concerned, it's the white hair that's Netame. So just because the Torah says, Parach Bekulai, if the Tzedah spreads all over in regard to the Negayim of the Arbasar, that's Tahar, that doesn't mean that the same concept of Tahar would apply to the Karachas or Gebachas. Therefore, the Gemara asks, fine, you're comparing Begadim to Karachas v'Gabachas via Gzeres Shava. But v'hasan anala, how do you know in regard to the Karachas v'Gabachas that Parach Bekulai is Tahar? Answer the Gemara from a Hekesh. Achsiv, the Pasuk says, Mi roishoi v'yad ranglav. Therefore, the Iskish roishoi l'regel. So there's a Hekesh, comparing the Niske Haroish to the Negayim of the regel. Just like Parach Bekulai is Tahar in regard to the Negayim of the regel, the same is true for the head. Malahala, Kuli hafach lavan, Parach Bekulai Tahar. The Shita Mekabesis takes out the words, Kuli hafach lavan. Rather, he reads, Malahalan, just like in regard to the regal, Parach Bekulai Tahar, Afkan, in regard to the head, Parach Bekulai Tahar. So in essence, what are we saying here? We're saying that Karachas v'Gabachas by the head, via a Hekish, we know that Parach Bekulai Tahar. And then we go, and we take a Gzeres Shava, the Gzeres Shava of Karachas v'Gabachas, and we connect Karachas v'Gabachas to Begadim to tell us that if the Tzedah spreads all over the Begadim, it's also Tahar. So here, what we did is outright, first making a Hekish. We made a Hekish between Aleph and Beis, and then we made a Gzeres Shava between Gimel and Beis. So you see, it can be done. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot bring a value from here. Because B'chola Teira Kula, we know that L'meidin Lamed Milamed. B'chola Teira Kula, in the whole Torah, it is poshut that anything that is learned can turn around and teach, regardless of how it is learned. Even if Beis is learned from Aleph via Hekish, B'chola Teira Kula, Gimel can be learned from Beis via Hekish. Nobody disputes that. What then have we been talking about for the past 2 days? This is all Kachim. Chutz min HaKachim, continues the B'yachanin. Dafk, in regard to Kachim, we say, She'ain don in Lamed Milamed. In regard to Kachim, if Beis is learned from Aleph, that does not mean Beis can teach about Gimel. It depends how Beis is learned from Aleph. Therefore, what we're asking is as follows. We know that if Kachim Beis is compared to Kachim Aleph, you can't compare Kachim Gimel to Kachim Beis. But if Kachim Beis is compared to Kachim Aleph, can you learn Kachim Gimel via Gzeres Shava to Kachim Beis? And Mamela, what you're telling me about the Negayim that over there it's done has absolutely nothing to do with our Shiloh, because Negayim is Taharis, and that is not Kachim. On the contrary, says the Yechanan, I will bring you a Raya to Kachim that we don't say something that is learned via Hekish can turn around and teach something else via Gzeres Shava. Why not? The Im came because if that were true, then Lo Yomer Tzafayna B'Yashem, there would be no need for the Torah to mention Tzafayn in regard to the Karban Asha. And the Taisi B'Gzeres Shava, I would know it via Gzeres Shava, the Kachi Kadosh Mechatois. We have the word Kachi Kadosh mentioned in regard to the Karban Chatas. We have the word Kachi Kadosh mentioned in regard to the Karban Asha. Therefore, Chatas is compared to the Yoyla, that's one Hekish. And then I have Gzeres Shava, which will teach us how to connect the Karban Ashram to the Karban Chatas. So there would be no need for the Torah to mention anything at all about where to shecht the Karban Ashram. Now, if the Torah does not use this process, but rather the Torah makes a point of telling us where to shecht the Karban Ashram, lovely memra, does this not teach us the Dabar Halamid be Hekish, something that is learned from a Hekish like the Karban Chatas, Ein Chayzer Malamid v'Gzeir Shavah, cannot turn around and teach us now the Karban Ashram via Gzeir Shavah? But perhaps not. Maybe, generally speaking, one Hekish can turn around and teach via Gzeira Shav. If Beis is compared to Aleph, you can learn Gimel from Beis via Gzeira Shav. The reason we don't do that over here, the reason we don't learn Ashram from Karban Chatas, is the Dilma Mishum the Ikkel Mifrach. I would have a Pircha. Had the Torah not told us Beferish where to shecht the Karban Ashram, I would have not learned via Gzeira Shav the Ashram from Chatas. Even though I have the Gzeir Shavah, I have the same words in both places, I would have said, Mal Chatas, do you know why Chatas is B'Tzafayin? Shekem Mechaperis L'Chai Ve'Krisis. The concept of Tzafayin relates to Chet, and Chatas is the epitome of the cardin that describes Kaparis for Chet. It's Mechaperis L'Chai Ve'Krisis. Therefore it's B'Tzafayin. But Asham would not be B'Tzafayin, because Asham is not Mechaper L'Chai Ve'Krisis. And this is the reason that we are not Simech on the Gzeir Shavah, but the Torah tells it to us Befesh. But if not for this Pircha, then perhaps we could learn Gzeir Shavah. And for the Gemara, no. It's not Shaykh to say that there is a Pircha over here, because Katshe Kadashim Yisei Ksivi. The Klali is there are two kinds of Gzeir Shavahs. There are Gzeir Shavahs Musna, and Gzeir Shavah She'ena Musna. If the words by which we are learning the Gzeir Shavah with, and that means we have two similar words in regard to two concepts, if those words are extra, and their sole purpose is for the Gzeir Shavah, then this concept, this Gzeir Shavah, is beyond any Pircha. Regardless of what kashas you may have, regardless of what arguments you may have to distinguish the two concepts, the Gzeir Shavah will remain solid, and the halachas can be compared. However, if the words by which we are using the Gzeir Shavah with would not be extra, but they are needed for that particular text, in that case, we do learn a Gzeir Shavah. However, if there are arguments to distinguish the two concepts, those arguments are accepted. And there are nafkaminas if it's mufna on both sides, or it's mufna on one side, the rakupanam. What the Gemara is saying over here is that here we have a perfect Gzeir Shavah that is a Gzeir Shavah mufna mishnei tzadim. This would have been a Gzeir Shavah beyond any kashas, because the words katshe kadashim, which would have been Gzeir Shavah connecting Asham to Chatas, are extra. In regard to the Karban Chatas, the Pasuk says, Tishachir HaChatas, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. In regard to the Karban Asham, the Pasuk says, Zais Tayas HaAsham, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. In regard to both, the Pasuk says, in Pashas Kairach, L'chol Chatasam, or L'chol Ashamam, mentioning both Chatas and Asham, Asha Yashivu Li, Kodesh Kedoshim Lach. So we have an extra Kodesh Kedoshim, making it a foolproof Gzeir Shavah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's taina remains, if Dabar HaLamed B'Hekish is Chayzer Malamed B'Gzeir Shavah, then there would have been no need for the Torah to write anything about where to shecht the Karban Ashram. Chatas is compared to Ayla, and I have a Gzeir Shavah Mufna which is beyond any arguments comparing Ashram to Chatas. Elamai, if the Torah still has to tell us where to shecht the Karban Ashram, it must be that Dabar HaLamed B'Hekish Ein Chayzer Malamed B'Gzeir Shavah. Now the Gemara wants to know, Dabar HaLamed Mehekesh Chayzer O Malamed B'Kal V'Chaymer. If Beis is learned from Aleph via a Hekesh, can I learn Gimel from Beis via Kal V'Chaymer? And for the Gemara, yes, this can be done, and it is learned. Mitana the Beit of Yishmael, we go now to the top of Nunam and Aleph. There, Rabbi Yishmael learns various halachas comparing Par Yom HaKippurim to Par Koyim Mashiach. He does so on the basis of the Kal V'Chaymer, and the place that he is learning from is only something that we know via Hekesh. Now, the Gemara doesn't go into it over here at all, so all we have to remember is that Rabbi Yishmael clearly states a Kal V'Chaymer on the basis of something that is only learned from a Hekesh. Now, it's important to make a mental note of this, because whenever the Gemara is going to be referring to this, being able to use a Kal V'Chaymer on a Hekesh, the Gemara is going to refer it as the Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. So we have already discussed, if Beis is learned from Aleph via Hekish, can Gimel be learned from Beis via Hekish? We said that it can't. We have already discussed if Beis is learned from Aleph via Hekish, can Gimel be learned from Beis via a Gzeir Shavah? We said we can't. And finally, we have something that can be done, and that is, if Beis is learned from Aleph via Hekesh, Gimel can be learned from Beis via Kal V'Chaymer. Now the Gemara asks, as we continue on Nun Amud Aleph at the top, Dabar HaLamed B'Hekesh Mahu She'Yolamed B'Binyan Av. A Binyan Av is a type of a concept where we learn something simply by making an analogy. There's Lav Dafka any two words that are similar, like Gzeira Shava. But if you have two concepts or two subjects and there is an inherent similarity between the two concepts, then you can learn one from another. It's a type of a limud. So our shayla now is Dabar HaLamed B'Hekesh. If Beis is learned from Aleph via a Hekesh, Mahu She'Yolamed B'Binyanav, can Gimel be learned from Beis via Binyanav? Now Rashi explains, all of these shaylas pertain only to Kacha. And Yezda Shemiz Baruch, we are going to see shaylas in regard to every possible combination. In other words, we're going to discuss something that is learned via Hekesh. Can that turn around and teach something else via Gzeira Shava, Kal V'Chaymer, or Binyanav? And then the Gemara is going to ask, if you have something that is learned from Gzeira Shava originally, can that turn around and teach via Hekesh, via Gzeira Shava, via Kal V'Chaymer, via Binyanav? And what happens if we have a Binyanav to start with? If Beis is learned from Aleph with a Binyanav, can we learn Gimel from Beis via Gzeira Shava, Kal V'Chaymer, Hekesh, and so on? The Gemara will be, as Hashem, discuss each one of these shaylas as we move on throughout the next two blocks. But once again, the important thing to remember is that this is all in regard to Kachem. B'chala terakula, anything that is accepted via any of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatay Nedrashis Behen can turn around and become the teacher to teach something else. It is only in regard to Kadashim that we say that this possibly cannot be done. Akopana, our Shai led this step, Davar HaLamed B'Hekesh, can that turn around and teach us something else via a Binyan Av? Amar B'Yirmiya, if that were to be true, then Loi Lichtav Tzafayna B'Yasha, the Torah need not write the concept of Tzafayn B'Yasha, the concepts of Ashim and Chatas have inherent similarities. They are perfect cases for a Binyan Av. So if Chatas is learned via Hekesh from the Karban Oil, I could then use the Binyan Av for the Ashim and the Chatas. So Lamai Hilchos HaKasrei, Lav Lememra, surely if the Torah did write the Farish about Tzafayn by the Karban Asha, it is to teach me that the Dover HaLamed B'Hekesh Ein Chayzer Malamed Binyan Av. If Chatas itself is learned from a Hekesh, if it is compared to the Karban Oil, you can now not have a Binyan Av to put together Asham and Chatas. In fact, the Gemara, the Tanayah, according to your reasoning, Taisim Binyan Av Ni'Oil. If that's the whole problem, then why can't you learn a Binyan Av from Karban Asham to Karban Oil? Now, Oil is not learned from a Hekesh. Oil, it says B'Feish that it's B'Tzafay. So you didn't solve the problem. Even if you're going to say, the Dover HaLamed B'Hekesh Ein Chayzer Malamed B'Binyanav, I still don't see why the Torah had to write stuff in Bayasha. I can use a Binyanav straight from Asham to Ayla. Therefore, you have to say, my time will loyasi. Why can't we just have a Binyanav between Asham and Ayla? Shundi Ikala Mifrach. Now, in regard to a Binyanav, any argument to distinguish the concepts basically destroys the Binyanav. In regard to a Binyanav, the two subjects have to be perfectly similar. So if I would compare Asham via a Binyanav to Karban Oil, the Yikol HaMifrach, because Mali Oil Shekein Kol, it's a different kind of a concept. The Karban Oil is totally burnt. Asham isn't. Mimela, I could have not compared the Karban Asham via a Binyanav to the Karban Oil. Now, if that's the case, so I couldn't have done that with the Chatas either. There could have not been a Binyanav between Asham and Chatas, because Chatas Nani Yikol HaMifrach, Mali Chatas Shekein Mechaperes L'Chai V'Krisis. You know why Chatas needs Tzafayn? Chatas is Mechaperes L'Chai V'Krisis, Asham is not. And Tzafayn relates with Chet. So Elamai, a Binyanav would have not been possible. So you cannot bring a Raya from the fact that the Torah told us what to do, where to shech the Karban Asham, instead of just relying on the Binyanav that this cannot be done, because a Binyanav would have not been feasible over here regardless. Now Rashi learns that at this point the Gemara is finished with this Shaila. We have apparently refuted Rav Yirmiyah, and we don't have a raya that Dover HaLamed B'Hekesh Einai Chayzer Umalamid B'Binyanav. Now the Gemara asks another shayla b'chlal. Why does the Torah have to teach us the concept of Tzafayn in three different places? By the Karban Oil, by the Karban Chatas, and by the Karban Asha. Enechanami, Chada Mechada Lo Yafya, to make a Binyanav between either one of them, this would not be possible because each carbon has its own characteristic. And I will always argue that there is a distinction. You can't use a binyanav over here. However, tesi mitarti, I still don't understand why you need tzafa and toat by all three. Why can't you at least learn one from the other two? And the Gemara explains, hey tesi, what should I learn from the other? Should I say loy nichtav rachmana b'yayla? The Torah should have not written the concept of tzafa and b'yayla. The tesi michatas v'yasha. And rather I should have learned the carbon oil from the carbon chatas and the carbon asha. Now the truth of the matter is that oil is the only place where the Torah actually spells out the word tzafai. In regard to the carbon chatas, the Torah just says shech the carbon chatas in the same place that you shech the carbon oil. Therefore, Tosfos explains when the Gemara asks this shaila that loy nichtev rachmana oil, but the tesi michatas v'yasham, this shaila implies the Torah should have spelled out tzafai by the carbon chatas and asha, and mention absolutely nothing by the carbon oil. Akopan. So the Gemara's kasha is, why do we need tzafon by all three? Skip oil. Just have tzafon by chatas and asham. And via dinyan av, I would have understood that oil goes along with this. So the Gemara now, I would have had a pirch, I would have had an argument. Ma lahanach. Do you know why the carbon chatas and the carbon asham both have tzafon? Shekein mechapri. Both the carbon chatas and the carbon asham are very powerful concepts in kapar. Even though Rashi explains the carbon oil is also mechaper in certain concepts, it is mechaper on mitzvah sasei, it is mechaper on machshavis, and so on, still it is not as clear as a kapara as the carbon chatas and carbon asham are, which are distinct kaparis for specific loisaseis. Therefore, dinyan av to learn oil from chatas and asham would have never worked, because chatas and asham are bitzafain because they are kaparis, and kaparis are bitzafain. Are you going to suggest, continues the Gemara, loy nichtev rachmana b'chatas, the Torah should not write the concept of tzafon by the carbon chatas, but the teisi mihanach, I should learn chatas from the carbon oil and the carbon asham, I will still have a pircha, because I will tell you, ma lahanach, do you know what's different about the carbon oil and the carbon asham? Shekein zechare. And in Eila, you can't learn the carbon chatas from there. Are you then going to suggest that loy nichtev b'yasham, the teisi mihanach, are you going to suggest the Torah should not write the concept of tzafon by the carbon asha, and I should learn it from the carbon oil and the carbon chatas? Here too I would have a distinction. Malan, do you know what's different? Do you know what separates asha from the chatas and the oil? Shekin yeshnan bit sibur ki biyachit. Both the carbon oil and the carbon chatas come either as a carbon yachid or possibly as a carbon tzibur. The carbon asha, however, is never bit sibur. Therefore, we now see why a binyan av would have not been feasible. One from one, even one from two, would have not worked. And the Torah has to give us tzafon by all three, by the chatas, by the oila, and the asha. Now, there are some of the shayna that want to learn this gemara in reference to part of the previous dialogue. The gemara wants to bring a raya from here. If or if not, you can base a binyan av on top of the hekesh. But Rashi, again, for various reasons discussed by the Yechlainim, learns that these last couple of lines has absolutely nothing to do with that. We have already established that there's no raya to say you can't learn a binyan av on top of a hekesh. This is b'chlal a shaila that the Gemara has. Why do I need tzafon by all three?
So we have now concluded our first segment of this sugya, and that is, what happens when you have something that is learned with a hekesh? If, let us say, beis is known from aleph via a hekesh, how can beis teach us what gimel is all about? Gimel cannot be learned from beis via another hekesh. Something that is learned from a hekesh can't turn around and teach with a hekesh. Something that is learned from a hekesh, that the Yochanan told us, can't turn around and teach with a gzeres shavah. So that if beis is known from aleph via a hekesh, we can't learn gimel from beis via gzeres shavah. Now the one thing that we said could be done, which was based on the Tana debate of Yishmael, is that if beis is learned from aleph via a hekesh, then beis can teach gimel via kal v'chaimer. In the last of the four of this segment, we have just seen that Rabbi Yirmiyah attempted to say that if beis is known from aleph via a hekesh, we cannot learn gimel from beis via a binyan av. The Gemara, however, felt that there is no hechach to say that that is the case, and it is possible that if beis is known from aleph via a hekesh, then we can learn gimel via a binyan av. That concludes the first segment of our sugya, and we now see the second phase of our sugya. And that is to discuss what happens when beis is learned from aleph via a gzeres shavah. how can this Beis, which is now learned via Gzeira Shavah, turn around and teach Gimel? The first shaila that the Gemara has, as we see the Gemara Vayta, Davar Halamed B'Gzeira Shavah, let us suppose Beis is learned from Aleph via Gzeira Shavah, Mahu Sheyalamed B'Hakish. Can this now teach us Gimel via Hakish? Can we compare Gimel to Beis, if Beis itself is only known from Gzeira Shavah? Amar Papa, yes, it can, because we learned in the Braisa as follows. Tanya, that's the Gersin, the Shita, and the Kadets. The following is a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'zois Teiras Zevach HaShlamit, and in the next Pasuk, Im Al Toida Yakrivenu, Lamdenu, this teaches us, L'Toida, that a carbon Toida, Shehiba Min HaMaisa, that if somebody wants, he can bring a carbon Toida from Maisa Sheini. This is provided, says Rashi, that L'chadchila, when he was Mekabel upon himself to bring the carbon, he was Mefarish, that he will bring it from Maisa Sheini. And how do I know this? Being that there is a hekesh over here between the carbon Toida and Shlamim, so mid the Ashkechon Shlamim, the Asumi Maisa, Memela, I understand that the same is true for the carbon Toida. The carbon Toida can also be brought from Maisa Sheini. Now, Shlamim Gufayu Menola, how do I know in regard to the carbon Shlamim itself that it can be brought from Maaser Sheini? And for the Gemara, from Gzeira Shavah. Tachsi, because the Pasuk says, Sham, Sham. In regard to the carbon Shlamim, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Shlamim v'yachalta Sham. And by Maaser, the Pasuk says, V'yachalta lefnei Hashem alekacha b'mokim ha-shayivcha l'shakein shamoi Sham. Maaser d'gancha, sirarishcha, and so on. So the Maaser, we have here a clear Braisa that tells us, we have to start with a Gzeira Shavah. The Gzeira Shavah teaches us that the Karbon Shlamim comes from Maaser Sheini, and we now go and turn around on the basis of this Gzeira Shavah and learn via a Hekesh that the same is true for the Karbon Taida. This is the purpose of Raya that this could be done, that Davar Lamed Gzeira Shavah can teach the Hekesh. Amalei Mazot Drav Mari Ravina, how can you bring a Raya from here? Maaser Dagan Chulin B'Almahu. All of these shilas that the Gemara has of how something can be based so that you can learn further from it is only in regard to Kachem. We have already stated clearly that in regard to everything else, it doesn't make a difference how you learn something. If you learn it, it can teach on further. So Maaser Sheini is not Kachem. Amalei, so he told him, but look at both sides of the limut. There's Maaser Sheini on one side, but Shlamim and Taida on the other side that we're learning over here. They are Kachem. Amar Amar, that he then say that Lamed Kodesh Umalamed Kodesh? Does both the subject that is learned and that which teaches both have to be Kodesh? The shaila is if anyone is Kodesh. If either the teacher or the subject that is being learned is Kodesh, then automatically there's a whole different set of guidelines, and that is our sugya. So in a Hanami, we're learning from Maaser Sheini, but we're learning about Shlamim and Taidin. That is Kodesh. So as far as this shaila, can something which is derived from Gzeira Shavah turn around and teach something else via a Hekesh? That will boil down to the Machlokes between the Rav Papa and Mar Zotra. Rav Papa says that the Lamed and the Malamed don't have to be Kodesh. If any one is Kodesh, then this is our Shaila, and the Mela we can bring a Raya from this Gemara, where the Karbon Toida is learned via a Hekesh from Shlamim, and Shlamim comes via Gzeira Shavah to Maisa. But according to Mar Zotra, there is no Raya from here at all, because this is dealing with Maaser Sheini that is Chulin. And our Shaila is strictly where both the item that is teaching and the item that is being learned are both Hegdish. If anyone is Maaser Sheini, then that is not at all the topic that we're discussing. There, according to Mazutra, Hakul Maidim, that you can learn anything from anything. So while the Shaila of something that is learned from Gzeira Shavah can teach with the Hekesh remains unsolved, the Gemara goes on to the next Shaila. So while the shaila of something that is learned from a Gzeira Shavah can turn around and teach with the Hekesh remains unsolved, the Gemara goes on to the next shaila. Davar Lamed B'Gzeira Shavah Mahu She'ilamed B'Gzeira Shavah. If Beis is learned from Aleph via Gzeira Shavah, can I now learn Gimel from Beis via Gzeira Shavah? Amar Rami Bechamet Tanya, it is a Brais. Now let us first see the complete Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im Al Toida Yakrivenu, if a person offers a carbon taida, out of gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there are three types of matzah that he has to bring along with that carbon. The pasuk continues, V'hikriv al zevach ha-taida chalais matzais belulais bashemen, loaves of matzah mixed with oil, irakike matzais mishuchem bashemen, wafers of matzah anointed with oil, the soiles mudeches chalos beluas b'shemin, and loaves of lightly cooked fine flour mixed with oil. Now, although the Torah is only specific about the third type, the cooked flour, that it has to be fine flour, the Torah mentions the word soiles, excluding kemach. The Gemara wants to say that the requirement of the fine flour applies to the first two different types as well. It applies to the chalis matzis beluis b'shemen, and it applies to the rekike matzis meshuchen b'shemen. Both have to be from soiles, as well as the murbeches, the cooked type. And the Braith is going to tell us how we learn that the soiles, which the Torah only writes in regard to the third type, to the murbeches, applies to both the chalis matzis beluis b'shemen and the rekike matzis meshuchen b'shemen as well. Tanya, Soiles murbeches lamdenu, this teaches us, levucha, that the third type, the cooked type, shabbos soiles, it has to come from fine flour and not from kemach. Chalis menayim, how do we know that's the first type, the loaves of matzah, that too has to come from soiles? Talmud loyim, the pasuk says, chalis chalis. So we use the gzeira shavah in regard to the first type. The pasuk says, im al toide yakrivenu vehikiv al zevach atoide chalis matzis b'lulis b'shemin. In regard to the third type that has to be brought, the Torah says that the soiles murveches chalis b'lulis b'shamin. So the Gzeira Shavah takes the soiles from the third type and applies it to the first type as well. However, rekikin menayim, how do we know that the middle type, the second type of chalis that has to be brought, the wafer matzis, how do we know that that has to be brought from soiles from fine flour? Talmud Leimer, we use another Gzeira Shavah of matzis, connecting it to the first type. In regard to the first, to the chalis matzis, the Torah uses the lashon chalis matzis. In regard to the second, we also have the lashon the rekike matzis. So basically what we're saying here is that we're using the gzeira shavah twice. We're using one gzeira shavah to learn chalis matzis from murbeches, and we're using another gzeira shavah to learn the rekike matzis from chalis matzis. So you see, something that is learned from a gzeira shavah, like the chalis matzis in this case, can turn around and teach something else with a different gzeira shavah. Amalei Ravina, so Ravina said to Rami Bar Chama, how do you know that this gzeira shavah of matzis refers to a gzeira shavah between the rekike matzis and the first type, the chalis matzis, which are learned from the other gzeira shavah? Domini Masi Tanir Gamer, perhaps this gzeira shavah of matzis is a whole different gzeira shavah altogether. In regard to one of the types of mincha, the pasuk says, Soiles, chalis, matzis, belulis, b'shemen. So what we're doing here with the rekike matzis, which is the middle type, the second type that has to be brought, is not that we're learning a gzeira shavah from rekike matzis to chalis matzis, where chalis matzis itself is learned from a gzeira shavah. We're learning a gzeira shavah, a rekike matzis, to a whole different matzis altogether, to the matzis that is mentioned by Mafi Tani, where the Torah is explicit about soiles. The matzis by Mafi Tani is not learned from the Gzeira Shavah. So if that is the Gzeira Shavah, all we have here is two independent Gzeira Shavahs. But we don't have something that is learned from the Gzeira Shavah turning around and teaching with the Gzeira Shavah. El Amarav, how do we know that if something is learned from the Gzeira Shavah, it can't turn around and teach us something else with the Gzeira Shavah? From the following pasuk. Now the pasuk says, in regard to the Par Koyen Mashiach, this is the complete pasuk. Yes, I have power of the skull, the sarai, and the skin of the par, and all of its flesh. Al roishai with its head, the al karav and its legs, the kirboi e fiersai, as well as its inwards and the glalip. The oitzi eskol par continues the next pasuk. Take it all out, el michutz lanachna, and over there it is burnt. Now Mulami, this teaches us shemitzioi sholim, that he takes it out in one piece, because the pasuk says, and this is mashma one maisa haitzah, with one carrying he takes all of it out, and if he has to carry out the head and the legs and the insides and the outsides at one time, surely it has to be whole, because if it was cut up he couldn't carry it with one maisa haitzah. Now Yachala would think, because you take it out in one piece, yisarfenu shalit, he should burn it while the animal is still whole as well. Therefore nemar kan, the pasuk says over here, roishai the cross, the head and the legs, the nemali halon, and later on by the oilas ben sain, the pasuk there too says, roishai, the cross. There the pasuk says, the arach hakayin as haroish, and the pasuk goes on to say, the kir by a krav yirchas panai. So both the head and krav are mentioned by the oila as well. Mala halon, just like over there in regard to the oila, it is al yidei isuach. one has to be makdir the karban oila, first cutting it out. Afkan here too, before he burns it, al yidei nesuach. Before you burn the parkayin mashiach, it has to be cut up. So it's taken out, michutz l'machna whole, but before the burning, it's cut up. However, once you have a gzeres shava between the parkayin mashiach and the karban oila, how do I know that I should not apply the gzeres shava further? And let me say perhaps, imal lahalan, just like over there, in regard to the oila, the hefshit, you have to skin the animal. Afkanami the hefshit. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, v'kirbay ithirsai. You have to burn the insides and the gulalim of the animal, the dung. My Talmud, how do we see from this that there is no hefshit, there is no skinning of the animal? Amar Papa, k'shem shetirsai v'kirbay, kach tsarai b'yairai. Vadi, when the Torah says you have to burn the gulalim of the animal, the intention is not to say to remove the gulalim and to burn it separately. That would be a tremendous davar meguna. Rather, kirbay yipirsay means while it's still inside. So just like kirbay yipirsay means while it's still inside, the same is true for the tsarei and the oirei. The flesh of the animal is also inside the skin. The main nekudah, however, that we are looking for is that how do I know that before one burns the parakayin mashiach, he has to cut it up from the gzeres shava to the karban oila? We have Raisha Yakrav by the parakayin mashiach, and the same lashon or a similar lashon in regard to the karban oila. Just like over there, you have to cut it up before the akhtara. Here too, the parakayin mashiach has to be cut up before the burning. The Tanyan we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yoimi Rabbi says, Nemra Khan, the pasuk says over here, Oir Ibasar Iparis. And the over here that Rebbe is referring to is Parvisar Shal Yoyim HaKippurim, where the Pasuk also mentions Ar Basar Esirasam V'Yasaram V'Yaspirsam. And we turn now to Amud Beis. Benema Lihalan, the Lahalan is the Parkoin Mashiach. Over there too we have Ar Ibasar Ibareis, the three are mentioned. Therefore, Ma Lahalan, just like over there in regard to the Parkoin Mashiach, it is Al Yedei Nisuach Shaloy B'Yashit. As we have learned from the Gzeres Shava, from the oila, that before we burn the parakayin mashiach, it is cut up, but the animal is not skinned. Afkan, here too, says Rabbi, in regard to the parvisoil, shal yom kippurim, it is al yedei nisuach shaloi behefshit. But akoponim, what do we see clearly? Although parakayin mashiach itself is only learned from the Gzeres Shava from oila, Rabbi does not consider that a problem at all, and he turns around and uses another Gzeres Shava, connecting Parvisar Shal Yom Kippurim to Parakayin Mashiach. So we see from Rabbi the Dover Halamed, the Gzeres Shava, can teach something else with the Gzeres Shava. So once again, in regard to learning something via Hekish from something that is learned with the Gzeres Shava, we had a Mechoikis between Rav Papa and Mar Zutra. Rav Papa said something that is learned from the Gzeres Shava can turn around and teach with a Hekish, because he pointed out precisely that is done between Toida, Shlomim, and Maaser Sheni. Mazutra, however, didn't accept that, because Mazutra said it has to be kachem on all sides, both the teacher and the pupil, so to speak. Both subjects have to be kachem, and Maaser Sheni is not kachem, so there's no daya from there. In regard to something that is learned from a Gzeres Shava to teach with another Gzeres Shava, Al Gemara over here concludes that according to the Beni HaKadosh, there is simply no problem with that. Now at this point, the Gemara is going to start making Kal V'Chaymers based on what we have previously established. Therefore, it would perhaps be necessary for us once again to quickly reiterate what we have learned up until this point. In regard to the Hekish series, if something is learned from a Hekish, if Beis is learned from Aleph via a Hekish, you can't learn Gimel from Beis via a Hekish. That is something we have already seen at the end of yesterday's Shir. Avina and Rava had two different reasons why. In regard to something that is learned from a Hekish, can we learn from that with the Gzeres Shava? In other words, if Beis is compared to Aleph, can we now learn a Gzeres Shava between Gimel and Beis, the Bi'ochanan told us distinctly? No. If Beis is compared to Aleph in the form of a Hekish, then we can use Beis as a basis for a Kal V'Chaymer to learn Gimel from Beis. The Tana de'Rabbi Shmuel told us that. If Beis was compared to Aleph in the form of a Hekish, can we learn Gimel from Beis via a Binyan Av? Rabbi Yirmiyah attempted to say no, but the Gemara did not agree. In regard to the Gzeres Shavas, something that is learned from the Gzeres Shava, if Beis is learned from Aleph via a Gzeres Shava, can we learn a Hekish from Beis? That is the Machloikis between a Papa and Mar Zutra. And in regard to one Gzeres Shava connecting to a different Gzeres Shava, the Beni HaKadosh says that it's Mutter. Now the Gemara asks, Davar halamed b'gzeres shava mahu sheyelamed b'kal v'chaymer. if Beis is learned from Aleph with a Gzeres Shavat, can I now learn Gimel from Beis via a Kal V'Chaimer? Zakta Gemara, Vada, yes. And how do I know this? Kal V'Chaimer, it's a Kal V'Chaimer. What is the Kal V'Chaimer? Ima Hekesh, Madach a Hekesh, She'enoi Malamid Behekesh. If Beis is compared to Aleph in the form of a Hekesh, I cannot learn Gimel by making another Hekesh to Beis. And I know that Imidrava, either from Ravid's chat about the Tzafain, Imidravina, who learned it from a different pasuk, from the pasuk of Ashayurim by the Parakoyin Mashiach. Despite that, Mulamed Bekal V'Chaimer, if Beis is compared to Aleph, I can learn Gimel from Beis on the basis of Bekal V'Chaimer. Midatana the Beit of Yishmael. The Tana the Beit of Yishmael told us that can be done. So Gzeda Shava, Hamalamedis the Hekesh, Midrav Papa, when you have a Gzeda Shava, where if Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Gzeres Shavah, you can compare Gimel to Beis, as the Papa told us it can be done. Einoi din shetalamid b'kal v'chaimer. Let us listen to it once again, Baal Peh. Madach the Hekesh, where you can't connect one Hekesh to another Hekesh, despite that you can connect a Kal V'Chaimer to a Hekesh. So in regard to a Gzeres Shavah, where you can connect a Hekesh to a Gzeres Shavah according to the Papa, surely you can connect a Kal V'Chaimer to a Gzeres Shavah. If you agree with Rav Papa who says that you can learn something via Hekesh from something that is learned with the Gzeres Shavah, you have a valid Kal V'Chaimer. And as pointed out previously, Rav Papa's Raya is from the Gzeres Shavah Hekesh combination between Taida Shlom and Maaser Sheni. And Mazutra rejected that, saying that everything has to be Kachim and Maaser Sheni is not Kachim. So according to him, according to Mazutra, who says that you cannot learn with a Hekesh from a Gzeres Shavah, Mayikal Ameimer, so you have no Kal V'Chaimer to tell me what the halacha is in regard to learning a Kal V'Chaimer from something that is derived with a Gzeres Shavah. Elan Azakta Gemara, no. I'm still going to tell you that something that is learned from a Gzeres Shavah can turn around and teach with a Kal V'Chaimer. And how do you know this? Kal V'Chaimer, there's a Kal V'Chaimer. I'll tell you a different Kal V'Chaimer. Ima Hekesh, Madach V'Hekesh, She'ein Melamid V'Hekesh. If Beis is compared to Aleph, you cannot compare Gimel to Beis. Ima Derava, either from Rav's Pshat, Ima Deravina, or from Ravina's Pshat. Despite that, Melamid B'Kal V'Chaimer, Mid the Tana Debed of Yishmael, the Tana Debed of Yishmael still told us that if Beis is compared to Aleph via a Hekesh, we can use Beis as a Kal V'Chaimer to teach us what the story is with Gimel. So Gzeres Shavah, Hamalamedes, the Gzeres Shavah, Chavirta, being that one Gzeres Shavah can teach us another Gzeres Shavah, Mid Rami Barchama, and as the Gear says on the side, either from Rami Barchama or from Rava, that brought Rabbeinu Kaddish's Raya, Rami Barchama once again gave us a case of a double Gzeres Shavah, where Chalitz Maser are learned via Gzeres Shavah from Mevreches, and in turn Rekikim are learned from Gzeres Shavah from Chalitz Maser, or according to Rabbeinu Yekadosh, who said that Parakoyin Mashiach is learned with Gzeres Shavah from Oila, and in turn Parvisah Shel Yom Kippurim is learned with Gzeres Shavah from Parakoyin Mashiach. So Akupanim, something that we only know because of Gzeres Shavah can turn around and teach us something else with another Gzeres Shavah. Ein Din Shetilamid B'Kal V'Chaimer. Once again, our Shaila at this point is something that is learned with a Gzeres Shavah. Beis is learned from Aleph via a Gzeres Shavah. Can I learn Gimel from Beis via a Kal V'Chaimer? So the Gemara says, yes, and I know that from a Kal V'Chaimer. What is the Kal V'Chaimer again, this second version of the Kal V'Chaimer? Madach, when you have Beis compared to Aleph in the form of a Hekesh, you can't connect another Hekesh to that. Despite that, you can connect a Kal V'Chaimer to that Hekesh. In the case of a Gzeres Shavah, where if you have Beis being learned from Aleph in the form of a Gzeres Shavah, you can connect Gimel to Beis in the form of a Gzeres Shavah, so surely you can connect Gimel to Beis in the form of a Kal V'Chaimer. So we're now up to the last Shiloh about Gzeres Shavah. We've already seen that a Gzeres Shavah and a Hekesh is a machloikis between the Pop and Marzutra. One Gzeres Shavah to another Gzeres Shavah is murtered from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or rather it can be done, as we have seen, from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Gzeres Shavah and a Kal V'Chaimer can be done on the basis of the Kal V'Chaimer that we just learned. Double Hekesh does not work, despite that Kal V'Chaimer works with a Hekesh, so a double Gzeres Shavah that does work surely should teach us that a Kal V'Chomer can work with the Gzeira Shava. Now the Gemara asks, Dover Halamed B'Gzeira Shava Mahu She'ilamed B'Dinyan Af. And to this the Gemara responds, Teiku. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of Gzeira Shava, can I now connect Gimel to Beis with a Binyan Av? The Gemara does not have an answer for this, and incidentally, we did not come out with an answer in regard to the Hekesh either, if you can connect a Binyan Av to a Hekesh. But over here, the Gemara remains with a Teiku, we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. So we have now concluded half of this Sugya. Was that every combination as far as the Hekesh is concerned, every combination as far as a Gzeira Shava is concerned. We have now the second half of the Sugya, where the Gemara is going to have to determine the various connections between Kal V'Chomers and the rest of the Lamudim, and the Binyan Av and the rest of the Lamudim. Now the first of the Shailas in regard to the Kal V'Chomer. Frek the Gemara. Davar halamed bekal v'chaymer. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a kal v'chaymer, mal sheyalamed b'hekish. Can I now learn Gimel from Beis via a hekish? Zak the Gemara, surely I can. How do I know this? Kal v'chaymer. Ima gzeira shav. Madach gzeira shav. She'eina lemeida b'hekesha. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a hekish, then you cannot use a Gzeira Shava to compare Gimel to Beis. Who told us that we can't? And the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us that we can't. Rabbi Yochanan said if that were the case, if you can use a Hekish and connect the Gzeira Shava to the Hekish, then the Torah didn't have any reason to write the concept of Tzafoin by Yosham. I know that the Karmel Chatzos is B'Tzafoin via a Hekish from the Oila, and there is an available Gzeira Shava from the words Kachay Kardashim between Asham and Chatzos. And if despite that the Torah did take the time to describe where to shech the carbon asham, it's a raya, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have a hekish, you cannot connect the gzeira shava to that hekish. So once again, ima gzeira shava, malach gzeira shava, she'eina l'meida b'yakesh, mid Rabbi Yochanan. Despite that, mulamid b'yakesh. If Beis is learned from out via gzeira shava, you can use a hekish to connect gimel to Beis. Mid Rav Papa, as the Papa explained, that is the case in the connection between Taida, Shlomim, and Meiser. There we have a Gzeira Shava and a Hekesh following that. So Kal V'Chomer, how Lamed may Hekesh? Kal V'Chomer, which can be connected to a Hekesh. If Beis is learned from Aleph via a Hekesh, you can learn Gimel from Beis via Kal V'Chomer. I mean, the Tana debate of Yishmael. The Tana debate of Yishmael told us that can be done. So surely, if Beis is learned from Aleph, from a Kal V'Chomer, you can connect a Hekesh between Gimel and Beis. Once again, the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer is as follows. The Shaila at hand is, Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Kal V'Chomer. Can I learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Hekesh? So the Kal V'Chomer to say that we can is as follows. Madach a Gzeira Shava, which is not so effective. V'haraya, you can't connect a Gzeira Shava to a Hekesh. Despite that, when it's the other way around, when I want to connect the Hekesh to the Gzeira Shava, I can do that, says the Papa. So in regard to a Kal V'Chomer, which you can connect to a Hekesh, surely when it's the other way around and you want to connect the Hekesh to a Kal V'Chomer, value that can be done. However, if you don't agree with the Papa that you can connect the Hekesh to a Gzeira Shava, the whole Kal V'Chomer falls apart. So once again, Frek de Gemara Hanicha granted Lamandi is laid to the Papa that a Hekesh can be connected to a Gzeira Shava. Elamanda less late did a papa. Michael Neymer. What is the halacha in regard to a Kal V'Chomer setting the stage for a Hekesh? If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Kal V'Chomer, can I learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Hekesh? Here too the Gemara says, take it, we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. So that was the first of the Kal V'Chomer Shailas. If Beis is learned from Aleph via Kal V'Chomer, can I or can I not learn Gimel from Beis via a Hekesh? The Gemara remains with a Teiku. Now we continue on. Dover halamed b'kal v'chomer. If Beis is learned from Aleph via a Kal V'Chomer, mahu sheyalamed b'gzeira shava. Can I learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a gzeira shava? Zakta Gemara, yes I can. How do I know I can? Kal V'Chomer, it's a Kal V'Chomer. What is the Kal V'Chomer that tells me? I can surely connect a gzeira shava to a Kal V'Chomer. Ima gzeira shava, madach b'gzeira shava, she'eino l'mida b'yakesha midrabi yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, if Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Hekish, you cannot learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Gzeira Shava. Despite that, Melamed the Gzeira Shava, if Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Gzeira Shava, then Gimel can be learned from Beis in the form of a Gzeira Shava. So Kal V'Chaymer, if you take a Kal V'Chaymer, and you know that Halamed be Hekish, you can connect the Kal V'Chaymer to a Hekish. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Hekish, you can learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Kal V'Chaymer. May the Tana debate of Yishmael, as Tana debate of Yishmael explained, Einai din Shet Halamed v'Gzeira Shava. So surely you can connect the Gzeira Shava to a Kal V'Chaymer once again. The shayla at hand is, if Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Kal V'Chaymer, can I learn Gimel from Beis via a Gzeira Shava? Zok the Gemara, surely I can, and I know this via a Kal V'Chaymer. What is this Kal V'Chaymer to teach us this? Madach the Gzeira Shava, which cannot be connected to the Hekesh, despite that, a Gzeira Shava can be connected to a Gzeira Shava. So a Kal V'Chaymer, which can be connected to a Hekesh, surely a Gzeira Shava can be connected to a Kal V'Chaymer. So now that that is settled, we go to the third shiloh about Kal V'Chaymer. Davar Alamed the Kal V'Chaymer. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Kal V'Chaymer, Mahu Sheyolamed the Kal V'Chaymer. Can I learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Kal V'Chaymer? Zakta Gemara, yes I can, and how do I know I can? Kal V'Chaymer from a Kal V'Chaymer. What is the Kal V'Chaymer to teach us that I can connect one Kal V'Chaymer to another Kal V'Chaymer? It goes as follows. Ima Gzeira Shava, Madach Gzeira Shava, She'eino L'meida V'Hekish, you cannot connect a Gzeira Shava to a Hekish. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Hekish, you cannot learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Gzeira Shava, mid Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan explained. Despite that, although you can't connect a Gzeira Shava to a Hekish, Melamed B'Kal V'Chaymer, you can connect a Kal V'Chaymer to a Gzeira Shava. Kidiyamarin, as the Gemara established previously, and we learned this also from a Kal V'Chaymer. The Gemara stated previously, Madach a Hekish, which can't be connected to a Hekish, despite that you can connect a Kal V'Chaymer to a Hekish. So a Gzeira Shava, which can be connected to a different Gzeira Shava, surely you can connect a Kal V'Chaymer to a Gzeira Shava. But Akubanim, the fact remains, on the basis of this argument, on the basis of this Kal V'Chaymer, we have established that you can connect a Kal V'Chaymer to a Gzeira Shava. If Beis is learned from Aleph in the form of a Gzeira Shava, you can learn Gimel from Beis in the form of a Kal V'Chaymer. So once again, if you have a Gzeira Shava, you cannot work with this Gzeira Shava on the basis of something that you just learned from a Hekesh. Despite that, if you have a Kal V'Chaymer, you can derive something via Kal V'Chaymer on the basis of something that was learned with the Gzeira Shava. So Kal V'Chaymer, if you have a Kal V'Chaymer, Halamed Mei Hekesh, which is stronger than the Gzeira Shava in the sense that the Kal V'Chaymer can be connected to a Hekesh, you can base a Kal V'Chaymer on something that is learned from a Hekesh, something that you could not do with the Gzeira Shava, mid the Tana Debet of Yishmael, as the Tana Debet of Yishmael explains. So, Einoi Din Sheyolamed B'Kal V'Chaymer. Surely one Kal V'Chaymer can teach a different Kal V'Chaymer. Now, in essence, it's really more simpler than it sounds. Our object is simply to show that something that is learned from a Kal V'Chaymer can turn around and teach something else with a Kal V'Chaymer. And the way we do that is as follows. Madach a Gzeira Shava, which cannot be connected to a Hekesh. Despite that, can be within itself, the Gzeira Shava itself is a strong enough base for a Kal V'Chaymer. So the Kal V'Chaymer, which can be connected to a Hekesh, making it stronger than the Gzeira Shava, surely you can connect the Kal V'Chaymer to the Kal V'Chaymer. If you can connect the Kal V'Chaymer to a Gzeira Shava, which is not as effective, because the Gzeira Shava cannot be connected to the Hekesh, you can surely connect a Kal V'Chaymer to a Kal V'Chaymer, which is more effective, because the Kal V'Chaymer can be learned from a Hekesh. V'zel, says the Gemara, this is a Kal V'Chaymer then Kal V'Chaymer, because we're using the components in this Kal V'Chaymer which we derived from different Kal V'Chaymers. Because once again, how do we come to this conclusion that you can learn one Kal V'Chaymer from another Kal V'Chaymer? We're saying Madach Gzeira Shava, which can't be connected to a Hekesh. Despite that, a Kal V'Chaymer can be connected to a Gzeira Shava. So a Kal V'Chomer which can be connected to a Hekesh surely can be connected to another Kal V'Chomer. But this middle part of the Kal V'Chomer, when you bring up this point, that a Kal V'Chomer can be connected to a Gzeres Shavah, how do you know that? This is one of the shilas we had previously. Can you or can you not connect the Kal V'Chomer to a Gzeres Shavah? And the only reason we said that something that is learned via Gzeres Shavah can serve as a pedestal for a Kal V'Chomer is on the basis of a different Kal V'Chomer that we made. So what we're doing now is we're using the components of one Kal V'Chomer to create this new Kal V'Chomer. And the purpose of this new Kal V'Chomer is to teach us that one Kal V'Chomer can be learned from another Kal V'Chomer. And therefore, the Gemara says, and this is where we will conclude for today's shiur, Bezel, this is what is called a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer, the son, the result of another Kal V'Chomer. In tomorrow's shiur, B'ez Hashem, we will see that the Gemara will not be satisfied with this. The Gemara will feel that the logic is self-defeating, and we will begin the Ezra Shem tomorrow Shia by reviewing once again from the Gemara, Davar Lamed the Kal V'Chomer, Mahu Sheyilamed the Kal V'Chomer.